Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The faster we run, the further away the dreams of great days become. Lost in the sun, spinning at
dreams. Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Yes, John. That's thank great Dan Folkenberg bringing this back. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. John Horvath II is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, scholar, researcher, author of Return to Order, also Lighting the Way, stories that show how our culture went wrong and how we can restore order. And he's our good friend. John, welcome back. We're talking about... We're talking about this calculation of GDP promoted by the UN, a restructuring, creating a new look at the calculation of gross domestic product for nations around the world, which is issued by the System of National Accounts, the Universal Standard for Economic Analysis. That's what that is. And John, the UN, you're reporting in an article that the UN is trying to get, is encouraging countries to include in their GDP illicit drugs, sex crimes, the sex industry, and business theft. Tell us about this.
Right. they claim that it is a significant part of the economy. Usually it's 1-3% of economy when you really think about it, or we they've done some calculations. But still, I mean, it is actually crazy. I mean, when you consider just in the United States alone, business theft is something like $109 billion of stolen goods.
Yeah.
You know, that's a lot of goods and services that are being stolen. It's not really economic activity. It's not productive activity.
No.
You know, it is really crazy.
Number one, the moral aspect of including any kind of sex crime, because sex crimes also include human trafficking. I mean,
right,
you can't talk about one without the other. I mean, nothing could be more horrible than that. I mean, people who do that, there's a special place in hell, surely to God, John, there's a special place in hell for people who traffic in humans. And when you include that kind of behavior in the national GDP, and then you include things like cyber theft, if that came to pass, I mean, some of the Eastern European countries are bombarding your website right now, my website right now. They're pinging they're assaulting our websites even as we speak, John, to see if we have a weak link they can get into.
Mm-hmm.
Activity becomes basically legitimizing crime, isn't it?
Right. It's validating. It's saying it's good. It's saying it's helpful to the economy, and it isn't. But that's what it's doing, and it's horrible. Well, I mean, it's part of this idea that economy is a value neutral science. You know?
Right. Talk about the idea that virtue advice. That's your platform, isn't it, John? Go ahead.
It's very much that. Yeah, I mean, it's saying that need and greed are the same, by virtue and vice are the same. It's all numbers. Economy has become numbers and formulas and algorithms. You know, that's what it's become over the last 10 or 20 years. You know, it used to be deal with principles and, you know, how things work and production and things that were very helpful, but now it has really degenerated into numbers. And if the numbers measure good things or bad things, it really doesn't make that much difference.
Well, what you just said is why I wrote my last book, The Third Ingredient.
You just described my
motivation for that book. Because we're getting to a point now, folks, where we're losing contact with reality in terms of what keeps societies and communities of societies, what holds them together in a productive and healthy and long-term way where people thrive. We're losing contact with that, aren't we, John?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, it is crazy. I mean, one example that comes to my mind is, you know, California has laws, now has put laws on the books that, you know, you can't prosecute shoplifting over a certain amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is, you know, what, you know, that is economic transitions activities, but boy, it's destroying business.
You know, in his book, in a 1970s book, I'm trying to remember the name of it, Daniel Patrick Moynihan, co-author of that book, former senator from New York, the late senator from New York. You, I don't know if you know where I'm going with this, John, but they described in that book a concept of defining deviancy down. Defining deviancy down. We're seeing that in America, aren't we? We're seeing when you can't sit at on the couch with your 12-year-old child and watch primetime television on the networks without having to explain some kind of, you know, stuff that you didn't want to explain to, it's not time to explain to your 9-year-old. When you can't do that, that's defining deviancy down, isn't it?
It definitely is, yeah. And we've gone way down. That's the problem. Way down.
Churches are training their members how to defend themselves in their churches on Sunday morning.
Police officers are coming in,
giving training courses on how to be a defendant of your congregation on Sunday morning. What do you think about that?
Yeah, and I've seen it. We had our church did the same. You know, they had someone come in, tell you what to do. You know, don't do this, don't do that. That's the times we're in. You know,
and
churches can't be.
And this kind of behavior by the encouraged by the UN to include vice and sin and theft in the gross domestic product of a country, that's got to be right up on the top of the what's not good. Quick break, right back with John Horvat. I'm Jim Blessinger. His book is called Return to Order.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.